On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, a live stream in Pro 5, site license or single, and which in-ears? Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. Our first question today comes from Nick Frechette via email. I've been a fan of your YouTube videos for quite some time. Thanks. At our church, we are having a women's retreat that requires us to log into a website that is live streaming an event. Can we do this using ProPresenter 5? If so, how? We have about a 3 megabit per second download speed at its worst and 5 megabit per second at its best. Any help or guidance you could provide would be a blessing. So, Nick, there actually is some software that will allow you to capture what's on the screen and have that show up in ProPresenter as a video camera. So you could just click on the camera icon and then whatever you're showing will show up. I wouldn't recommend it though. That's because it's going to be a little more difficult. Here's how I would do it in your situation. I would have that video up full screen behind the ProPresenter window, behind the kind of the output, and then I would turn off the output. So I would, you know, maybe you have your church logo, you click to turn on the output, church logo obscures it, click to disable the output, church logo goes away. Nice and simple. Now that's going to be a cut, and a lot of people don't like that, but that's probably the best way to do it. If you were to use CamTwist, which is the software I was referencing, the video quality isn't going to be as good. So that's the caution that I would have. ProPresenter's video or web browser just isn't capable of doing video, so I wouldn't even try that. It's possible you could get it to play, but it's probably not going to be as reliable as it could be. Next, Justin Ritchie via email asks, our church is going to be buying ProPresenter 6. Should we buy the site license or the single-use license? Is there an online interface that we can add content to the program without having to buy the site license? Well, the answer is, it depends on how many concurrent copies of ProPresenter you're going to be presenting with at a time. So, if you have the, let's say you have two different spaces. You have like a chapel space and you have your main sanctuary. And you have ProPresenter on both of those machines. Let's say the youth use the chapel space and every big church, you know, quote-unquote big church, uses the sanctuary space. If those happen at different times, single license. If they happen at the exact same time, where ProPresenter is going to be presenting at the same time, in that case, you'll need the site license. So it's basically the case that the way their pricing works, one copy of ProPresenter is half of a site license, so two copies is the exact same price as the site license. Might as well get the site license. But to answer your other question, you don't need a license to build in ProPresenter. You only need a license to present in ProPresenter. So you can download ProPresenter onto every computer you have access to right now, this very second. If you try to present with it, it will have a big Renewed Vision logo over it. That's the only difference between the registered version and the non-registered or free version. So the non-registered version, they figure the purpose of this software is to present. So if you don't present with it, use it with our blessing. So, for example, on my screencast show, I don't have the registered version here because I'm not actually presenting. I'm just showing you the interface. So that's totally different. So what I would do if I were you is I would create at home on your own computer. No problem. Just make sure your fonts are exactly the same size. Make sure the resolution is all the same size, etc. Then export it, and you can get it to church however you get it there with a Dropbox account or with their cloud service, either way, and it should just work in that case. And by the way, another thing that you need to know, the PC version and the Mac version, the presentations that they create are interchangeable as long as the fonts are the same. So don't go with like the Apple sans serif font at church, because that's going to be totally different than what you have on Windows at home, or vice versa. You know what I mean. So the point is, make sure you're using the same font across those devices. Make sure the DPI is the same. Everything is the same as much as possible, and it should work fine. Okay, finally, Josh Thomas via Twitter asks, would you recommend the Shure PSM300 or the Sennheiser EW300 G3 in-ear monitors? So I'm less of a sound guy, so I actually ran this past our sound and technical and worship leader. Basically, if it happens on the stage, other than the pastor preaching, he's in charge of it, or anything that happens backstage. So I ran it past him because he knows a lot more about sound than I do. My theory was what he actually suggested. There's nothing wrong with the Shure PSM300 series, but the Sennheisers are more industry standard and they have more frequencies to choose from. So you're going to run into interference less. They're also pricier. So balance those things out. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope one of those was one of your questions. And if not, just leave your question below the video. If you're listening to the audio or subscribe to the podcast, go to trinitydigitalmedia.com and leave your question on any one of those blog posts and I'll get it. By the way, while you're there, subscribe to the email newsletter. I just redid a bunch of stuff, so there's tons of freebies that are going out to new subscribers. And so I think that it would be worth your while to do that. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.